It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A family-run chocolate shop in Elm Grove is celebrating its best of show at this year's Wisconsin State Fair for a treat they created to celebrate a decade in business.
Okay, Rob, you are the master of treats. Hold on to your seat for this. It's a dark chocolate praline crunch layered with berry marmalade and cheesecake in a dark chocolate shell.
Kate, you had me a dark chocolate praline crunch layered with berry marmalade and cheesecake in a dark chocolate shell. How do I get on the list of judges for this?
I think you missed your calling, but we have the winning chocolatier, Cindy Carls, who joins us. She's co-owner of Fazio's Chocolate. Cindy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
So you created artistry here in this confection called Decade of Decadence. What stands out to you when you bite into it?
Well, what stands out to me is the different flavor profiles that we had to make the chocolate. It starts out with a crunchy cookie base, and then it's got that creamy cheesecake flavor in the middle, and then it's got that burst of the berry marmalade. So it's definitely the three different flavors that come out so well.
How did you decide to put these ingredients and flavors together?
It takes a while to come up with a new flavor, and you try different things. You basically try things. And sometimes they come together. Then maybe you have to change one element of it. Sometimes when you look at different types of foods in the world, say like a piece of cheesecake, that might give you some kind of inspiration. And then you try to turn it into a chocolate. And I would have to say that this is almost like biting into a little mini cheesecake.
It's like your kitchen is a kind of science lab for you.
Yes, it is.
Is this your first year that you've submitted a sweet for awards at the state fair?
Yes, it is. It was always on my bucket list. It was something that we would see as a family. We would go to state fair because it's one of our favorite things to do. And a must-see would always be the Grand Champion Hall with all of the homemade items. And it is an amazing building with a lot of wonderful items in it. And I would say, geez, I should really enter something. So I finally got on the email list last year. And when the email came, we took a look at it and said, hey, this is something that we can do.
It was always on in the back of your mind that you really wanted to submit something. A little bit about your life. You were a flight attendant in Milwaukee for years before turning your attention to chocolate. What was the biggest surprise to you in turning away from a very different career and really focusing on confections?
Well, being a flight attendant was very energizing, active, always going different places. And reinventing yourself is something where you have to dig down deep inside of yourself and you have to try and find something that you've always enjoyed. And that was cooking and baking. I've always enjoyed that. I cooked with my grandmother, my mother, my aunts. And so I was able to go back to school and I wasn't sure if I wanted to cook or bake. So I took a class on pastry arts. I thought pastries were so beautiful. We did a section on chocolate and that was it for me. I enjoy art and chocolate is so fun to incorporate art and molding figures and different flavors. And it just went from there. And from probably active, always something different, going different places to really thinking of how do you want to start this out? How do you want to do a signature line of chocolates? And when you do, how do you want them to look? How do you want them to taste? Those kind of things.
Cindy, how does chocolate challenge you?
Oh, this week especially, it's very warm outside. Chocolate really loves it cold outside. So that's one challenge. The weather, the humidity is another challenge. You always have to have something new. People love new things. We at the store switch up for holidays and for just different seasons. So that's how we do it. We have our summer line with key lime, wild berry cup, margarita. Mm-hmm. But with the fall entering now, we will have our autumn crunch and our pumpkin and things like that. So that's the challenge.
How does your Italian heritage emerge from what you create?
So that would be referring to our gondola, which is on our website. And the signature line of chocolates is very much the Italian background. And it started with coming up with Leonardo's favorite, which has a hazelnut in it, which is very, very popular in the Italian culture. And then we went on to Maria's Bellini, which is a peach Bellini, a very light, peachy, kind of creamy chocolate. And then, of course, the red port wine. And, of course, Amore for love. And then Spumoni. Yes. And then Spumoni, because it's such a very popular Italian flavor. And along with Fragola Balsamic, which is a strawberry. So we took all of those flavors, all of those names, and it all came together as one. And that is our signature line for our store.
It is so creative. Where does that creativity bubble up inside you? How are you able to transfer that into just such a delicate art of creating these chocolates?
Well, first of all, I was blessed with the gift of creativity, and the vision sometimes, it's amazing. It's something that's inside of me. But again, you can be inspired by the colors of autumn. I mean, just think of the leaves falling from the trees. You can be inspired from being on a beach and thinking of a pina colada. And then there's Christmas with all the wonderful songs. I am inspired sometimes by Christmas songs. So we'll take the name, and then we'll take the name along with the flavor. And we have one that's called Snow Crunch. So then we make sure it has a little bit of crunch in it. So those are the things that really inspire me.
It's like you try to work with all the senses when people bite into your chocolates to really engage someone with what they're experiencing in that moment.
Yes, we really do. We hear a lot of times it's, that looks too pretty to eat, or oh my goodness, how did you get that one? How did you get that design on there? And it's really fun. It's fun to hit all those senses. And that is something that you do when you try to come up with a new creation. When you say Spumoni, you want it to taste like Spumoni, and you want all of those flavors to come out.
We're talking about award-winning chocolate from the State Fair with Cindy Carls of Elm Grove, co-owner of Fazio's Chocolate. Cindy, what do home bakers often misunderstand about the chemistry of working with chocolate? I mean, you mentioned heat, not a good thing, humidity, difficult. What is going on with that chemistry?
The chemistry that's involved, a lot of people think it's really easy to work with because they're usually getting something from their local grocer or craft store, and that's not a true couverture. What it is for us that we're working with is we are working with an actual couverture where the different crystals have to come together. And that does entail, like you just said, a cool room, low humidity, and it's an art, and it's actually a trade. And when you train somebody, they will see how the chocolate looks before it's in temper. It's thin and runny. And once it gets in temper, it's that beautiful working temperature where you get that really nice thin shell and that really nice snap. But once it starts to get too thick, that's again where it starts to bloom on you, and there's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't look as good. But generally, if you're getting it from a store or one of your local craft stores, you basically warm it up, pour it in a mold, and it's done. It just has different ingredients with it, so it acts differently. But this is actually a high-end chocolate that we're working with.
You're also experimenting and working with vegan chocolates, dairy-free as well. What trends have you noticed in chocolates over the years?
Well, that was one of the trends that was very big, also gluten-free. Mm-hmm. So, and recently they're coming out with different chocolates that have more proteins in them so that people can, you know, like say with a pea protein. And those are a lot of the trends that are happening right now. also different spices. There's a lot of Indian spices that are coming into the industry right now. It's ever changing. You always want to take a class or, you know, collaborate with another chocolatier and just try to be on the top of those trends and see if it fits in your business. Hmm. You know, is somebody going to want something with Eastern Indian spices and a crunch, or are they going to want their sea salt caramel? We at our store offer three different types of things. We have the traditional, where you've got your sea salt caramels, your toffees, your nut clusters. We also have the artisan.
Or I should say the tried and true.
Yes. Yes. We also have truffles, the liqueur truffles that, you know, people just love. And those are creamy, and the liqueur is boiled out of it, of course. But that actual punch of, you know, Kahlua coffee in there, if you will, just adds to the flavor of it. And then, of course, yes, the vegan is very popular.
There are issues around how to source cacao and buy ethical chocolate, in part due to a lack of transparency in supply chains. How do you try to source your ingredients in an ethical way? What do you think about on this issue?
Well, Fazio's Chocolate is very proud to work with the Parados company, and they have implemented a program called Coco Trace. Within that program, they work with the farmers, and they're part of their Parados team has gone and taught them different farming skills, which made them more efficient, and that in turn helped them produce more volume, which leads them to more of a financial, stable financial future. And that helps them to achieve their dreams. So they formed a community with these farmers, and this Coco Trace program changed their lives. Now, with the Coco Trace program, for every 2 pounds of chocolate that Fazio's Chocolate buys, we give back 10 cents. That's just part of the program. And that goes directly back to the producers of the chocolate. So that provides them with water, electricity, schools for the children, and it creates a better life for all of them. And who doesn't have dreams that want to come true, right? Mm. And there's regular reports on all of this. It's all on file. So if you, I invite anyone to take a look at it. It's called Parados, Puratos.com. Mm. It's a wonderful program. They continue to meet their goals, and they continue to have more goals for more education and helping the people and teaching them even more skills. It's a wonderful program. And we've only used this chocolate for the last 10 years. We've not used any other chocolate. This is the one we use because we believe so strongly in a wonderful life for the people who are producing this product for us.
Cindy, the State Fair top prize, that blue ribbon and your glowing face holding it. You know, what else is on your bucket list for your business? What would you like to achieve next?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're looking into wholesaling. We have a very strong foothold in our retail business in Elm Grove, where we're located. So we were looking to, you know, wholesale. And one of the things that we've just recently done is we're partnering with Friends of the Domes to help secure their future. And it's a wonderful partnership. We were able to make a chocolate for each one of the domes. So we came up with a lizard for the desert dome. We came up with a frog for the tropical dome, and then a little flower pot for their show dome. And it's something that is such an iconic part of Milwaukee. It also provides education for all ages and activities. And it's just a wonderful place to escape in the cold Wisconsin winter. So,
yes.
so that's one of the things. And we're starting to branch out. And that was one of them that we started just recently. And it's been wonderful.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Cindy Carles is a chocolatier and co-owner of Fazio's Chocolate in Elm Grove, winning first place and best of show at this year's Wisconsin State Fair.
Hey, you can listen online anytime at WPR.org. Check out our live stream or archived audio. And if you want to share something with friends or family, you can do that there, too. Find it all online at WPR.org.